Do you want to follow along with us? Go to the breadcrumbministries.com website and click on the Rhodes Devotional tab. There you will find your daily Bible verse, a link to the Bible verses themselves, and the Rhodes format. You can follow along with us for free. You can also purchase your very own Rhodes Devotional from our website to follow along from anywhere, or buy one for a friend. Today is January 22nd, and the readings are Exodus chapters 3, verses 1 through 17, and Luke chapter 22, verses 14 through 20. This passage in Exodus is famous for the story of Moses and his meeting with God in the burning bush. By all circumstances, Moses should not be alive. Pharaoh had ordered the death of all the newborn baby boys. That is, until you remember that Moses' great-grandpa was Jacob, the son of Isaac, who was the promised child to Abraham, whom God had given that vision of the stars. Here Moses sees a burning bush. It is covered by fire, but it's not consumed, and the Lord appears in its flames. Moses moves closer to observe this wonder when God speaks to him. "Do not come any closer," God said. "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground." The Lord introduces himself. "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." God had seen the misery and suffering of all his people by the hands of Pharaoh in Egypt. Israel had become slaves for the past 400 years. It was time for their deliverance, and God wanted Moses to be the mouthpiece to warn Pharaoh to let them go. But Moses said, "Who am I that I should bring them out? And what if they ask me who sent me? What is your name?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you." God promised to take them to the land flowing with milk and honey. This is the same oath God had swore to Abraham, but they did not receive the promise because they didn't believe God. Hundreds of years earlier, they were afraid. This land was occupied by Canaanites and Hittites and Amorites, Perizzites, Hivitites, and Jebusites. When exploring the people groups listed here, Bible teachers usually simplify some form of their traits to symbolize with personal weaknesses we all need to overcome. A parallel is then made between human sin and our battle to drive out or purify the land of our mind and heart to these quote-unquote-ite groups found in the Old Testament. This land is considered the promised land to Abraham, now known as the land of Israel. Maps show the promised land should include Jordan, most of Syria, western part of Iraq, eastern parts of Egypt, and the northern Saudi Arabia. It's vast compared to the roughly 8,000 square miles it is today. It's a little bit smaller than the state of New Jersey. The Oscar award-winning actress Shirley MacLaine is famous for roles in Bewitched as Grandmother Endora, June Dalloway in the TV series Glee, and Wild Oats film as Eva. Mock the I Am in her many TV series Out on a Limb when her and her co-actor John Hurd discussed their issue with biblical church doctrine while sitting on the beach. They declared themselves God after this philosophical, heretical conversation. A school of celebrities, including preachers, have claimed this definition, I am, or I am a God, to their own inner person, including Oprah Winfrey, Joel Osteen, Steve Seagal, Dave Icke, Rick Warren, and Kanye West, to name just a few. Their teachings draw others towards positive thinking and a power within. While some of them go on to describe that everyone is God, their key characteristic typically draws one away from the cross and the person of Jesus Christ, as described in the Bible, but gathers masses of followers to themselves. Moses experienced God entirely separate from himself. God is like fire, but he does not destroy Moses or the bush. His defining words in this scene refer to his holiness so that Moses reveres him. Not without coincidence, in Luke we find Jesus at the Last Supper. Here he shares a last Passover meal with his close friends, one of whom will betray him. They break bread, which he tells them is to be remembered as symbolism of his death. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying,
This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. Now the Passover is a festival the Jews have kept since their exodus out of Egypt. It is a remembrance how the angel of death had passed over their homes and how they quickly left their slavery from Egypt. After they sacrificed a lamb, the blood was placed over the doors of their home, and the lamb was to be roasted in fire. Any leftovers had to be burned. When the angel saw the blood of the lamb, it would pass over their homes, and their children and their animals were safe from death. So what did these Old and New Testaments have in common? One, I think it shows us that God identified himself as the I Am and is separate from Moses and each of us. He is also a consuming fire, but his mercy is seen when his fire does not destroy. Second, Jesus shows the exact same mercy. The scripture reads, "This is my body given for you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." Unlike many spiritual teachings, it shows us that Jesus is the only way, and his death through the cross was God's mercy that keeps us from burning up in those flames. This revelation is called the stumbling block to the learned and the wise. It is what trips us up on logical reasoning and debate. Maybe that's why so many popular preachers and famous people get pulled towards denying him. It makes fools of us all. Yet those who believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and that his death and resurrection is the foundation of the Christian faith will certainly meet him in the air at his second coming. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, I humble myself. I lay my pride down to no longer consider myself wise in the eyes of others. Instead, I accept your Son and his death on a cross, and I ask for forgiveness of my sins. I believe you are the only I Am, and I believe you raised him from the dead. When you return, Lord, take me into your kingdom so that I can live with you forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
Until next time, follow the breadcrumbs. Like us on Facebook, subscribe to our blog, and visit our website, breadcrumbministries.com.
Listen to our podcast, donate to our ministry, or shop.